Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon, the host of the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Welcome to the weekly challenge number 243, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. The topic this week was inspiration. I wonder what these stories will inspire you to do. Hopefully not go down to the mall, freak out over the parking situation, and worry if you're going to hit your credit card limits. Really, folks, ease it back. The spirit of giving shouldn't bankrupt you. But then again, if you don't buy enough, everyone will hate you. Welcome to Christmas. All right, so we got a bunch of stories in on the topic of inspiration. Let's start off with the early bird. And I've got a bucket of worms here for the early bird. Zach Mann. Take it away, Zach Mann.
Wow. One of my shows won the Emmy. I knew cross-genre fiction had become popular, but I never expected this. Thanks to my staff. Thank you, Jonathan and Gary of Notes from Cood Street, for whatever you said that inspired me to write Stargate CSI, Starship CSI, and CSI Mars Station. I also want to thank Frank Darabont for making some very talented writers available to help me with three of this year's Emmy-nominated shows. Finally, thanks to Justin Lomaster and Lauren Simon for getting me into Drabbles. Since the awards ceremonies now limit acceptance speeches to 100 words long.
Well, congratulations, Zach, man. Way to go there, winning all those Emmys. I mean, dang. Although, really, if you're going to win three of them, can you just, send... Justin doesn't need one. He's got enough to, all the dirty diapers and such. But I've got plenty of space, and it would be nice to take a photo of a cat next to one. Thank you. Thank you, Zach, man. Next up, it's somebody new, but are they really? Hold on, I need to grab their URL because I need to put it in the sidebar because, everyone who's ever been a part of the weekly challenge that's actually gone ahead and sent in their URL, I put it in the sidebar. That way, for all perpetuity, is that a word? For all perpetuity, spiders will crawl this site and then go to your site and forever bond us in madness. Okay, all right, that's just... creepy. Here's David.
Feeling inspired yet? She asked, with a smirk in her voice. That's not really helping, I groaned, wiping the last remnants of sleepy glue from my eyes. Oh, I'm sorry about that, she purred. Is there something I could do to help you get your, creative juices flowing this morning? Well, that is in your job description, isn't it? I croaked semi-rhetorically, with a tinge of pathetic hope in my voice. Okay, she replied. Do you want to do this the hard way, or will you roll your lazy ass over? I sighed, opened my laptop, and began writing.
Ah, the ball and chain. The laptop and the power cord. It used to be the telephone cord or the network cable, but now that there's Wi-Fi, it's the power cord. Unless you've got one of those iPads, and then those don't need really a power cord or a network cable or any cable. Unless, you're really burning through it and playing a lot of Angry Birds. And I don't have Angry Birds on my iPhone. I've got Scrabble. now. I do the Wordsworth. You know what's really weird? My mind has been, after 30, 35 years of playing Scrabble, my mind quickly adapted to Words with Friends board. So I strategized based on that. And now I've forgotten how to strategize based on the Scrabble board. It's messed up. And when I switch between the two apps, like, oh, Jane's on this one, Jane's on that one, Jane's on this one, Jane's on that one. And, like, the Scrabble app, you know, now it's 99 cents for a while. It used to be, like, 10 bucks, and it was 4 bucks, and now it's like, you know, all right, let's get this out there, and then we'll put ads in it. And, you know, they're trying to oversell it. They're going to oversell the servers, and then people are going to be like, eh, this is all laggy. This is all screwed up. You know. I don't know. They see that eventually they're going to go to subscription model of stuff. Whatever. You know, you can't just give away free things over and over again. You got to have ads. You got to have ads, or you got to have other services or additional services. I don't know. This crazy world. Free can't last forever, can it? Or is it really free? Anyway, Dave, thank you for joining in on this. And I've got your, see, I've added your link already. It's so easy in WordPress now. It used to be such a pain in movable type. I never used all the modules and stuff the way I should. But this thing, it even says, don't forget the HTTP. And it's like, okay, what if it's a mail-to link? Whatever. Thank you, David. And next up is another person, I think, is new to this. It's Helen. Ooh, I wonder what she's got. Although she didn't record it, so it looks like I get to have fun with this. I'm not going to do it in a clowny voice. No, that would be wrong. This one, you see, the problem is I give these over to the midget, and the sentimental ones, the ones with emotion and feeling, you know, it just, I don't, here, I'll try to be sensitive about it, midget. All right. Are you saying you will?
You inspired me with thousands of words written to make sure I never fell backwards. You helped me fight the deepest sadness and depression. You grabbed me, stood me in front of a mirror and said, "Look at yourself, Helen. You cannot give up or give in. If you give up, then everyone else wins." Your heart flutters like butterfly wings. You have faced far worse situations, far worse conditions, far worse heartaches. You wrote the book on inspiration. Look at the beggar on the corner with no home at all. Breathe, endure, believe, smile, and love.
Some pretty deep thoughts from Helen, as conveyed by a electronically altered midget. Thank you, Helen. Just, ooh, deep stuff. Deep stuff on a Sunday morning as I drink my coffee. It's cinnamon coffee, and I put some Bailey's caramel in it, because it's not too early to drink, I think, when the holiday season strikes. All right, what are you guys running around for? These cats. All right. Next up is our friend Tom. I think his recording came through, and we get to hear his lovely voice again. And also, he's been sending in. He's been going back through all the old weekly challenges and giving them a try. That's what the weekly stories are. So here we go with Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I got some updates. JD enters the top 20 into the 18th position. TJ enters the top 10, passing Ellison. Steve moves into the 7th position, passing Caleb. A shout out to the midget. Dude, you so nailed my story, so I'm just going to chuck my recording. When I'm in town, I'd like to take you out for a beer. Oh, by the way, where the hell is Caleb? Tonight's story is called The Really, Really, Really Green Party Candidate.
I want to be your first zombie president. Inspiration I bring you. Be more than the sum of your disassociating parts. I seek your unidentified attention. Yes, we can. Yes, can. If elected, I promise a brain in every pot and pot in every brain. If elected, I promise a ban on shotguns, spear guns, flamethrowers, axes, lawn shears, and crochet hooks. If you are tired of that pack of fake zombie wannabes drolling on obsessively about health care, elect a real rotter. God bless the arm I'm chewing on, and God bless the United States of America. Hey, don't Bogart that hippocampus.
Thank you, Tom. What's with all the damn zombies on television and everywhere? Now Cookie Monster on SNL. It's going to wind up being Zombie Monster or Brain Monster. Be it for brain, that what it mean to me. Look, you know what? A man's got to love cookies, and a monster's got to love them. It doesn't make him a monster, though. Thank you, Tom. Ooh, yeah. Hold on. I gotta another sip of coffee here. Uh-huh, good stuff. You know, it's too cold in the mornings for me to do my walks. I've refused to, like, totally freeze my butt off. I'm at 199 this morning. I've been bouncing around between 197 and 200 for a while. I blame the snacks in the machines at work. They are free. They are free, but, oh, the price. And it doesn't help that I bought, for the first time I bought the pretzel M&Ms at the store. I just wanted to taste them. They're kind of crunchy, but, I mean, it's just, whatever. I mean, it doesn't really add anything exciting. And the commercials are fairly disturbing. So, we've got a story here. Justin made it in, although he's got a nasty, wicked cold, cough, just everything. Every symptom that you could possibly imagine, he's got, including, you know, the craving for brains. So, here's Justin's story from the midget. The midget goes from the deep emotional exploration by Helen to this by Justin. Imagine, if you will, the range of the midget thespian. Here we go with Justin.
Back in the 70s, when Games Workshop was beginning, they had an office, and therefore couldn't afford an apartment, so they lived in a van until they could afford both. They started distributing TSR's game Dungeons & Dragons, and this really pushed Games Workshop forward. When TSR wanted to buy Games Workshop, or stop distributing through them, Games Workshop decided to hold their ground, and Warhammer was born. Amidst all this, they made the Fighting Fantasy books, a sort of role-playing adventure you played in a book. I want to make a choose-your-own-adventure-style interactive fiction game.
Thank you, Justin. And remember, choose-your-own-adventure doesn't just apply to books or games. It applies to life. Life is one big adventure, except you don't get multiple lives. And there are no power-ups. And, well, okay, maybe it's not an adventure. I just, you know, whatever. I don't have a script for this. This is all totally off the cuff. And I'm wearing a t-shirt. I have no cuffs. And I'm in boxers, so, like, you know, there are no flared bell-bottom jean cuffs. And I need cuffs. That's what I need for Christmas. Cuffs for Christmas. And we're not talking handcuffs. I'm not into that. Oh. Speaking of handcuffs, we've got Steven the Nuclear Man. I have no idea what handcuffs have to do with Steven the Nuclear Man. Maybe he's secretly a cop or something. Steven the Nuclear Man, vigilante cop. Okay, there you go. That's the choose your adventure that you should write, Justin. See, I'm putting things together. I connect people in unusual and possibly detrimental ways. Oh, here's Stephen the Nuclear Man.
She kicks me out of bed, rumpled, rolling tangle onto the cold floor. I cover my face as the cheap pen and notepad arc over the edge of the mattress. My voice is a croak. Now? She looks over the comforter.
Yes.
I have 1,500 words when she leaves. She rotates among us.
Right,
she commands.
Right.
We write until our fingers bleed. We had to. I was the first to discover she didn't like alcohol. As I drank and smoked hand-rolled cigarettes, she snorted at me.
You and Hemingway,
she said. I ginned, free of the muse.
Oh, your muse is available? Oh, cool. All right. Hey, can you send her my way? I'm kind of running out of ideas. I'm coming up on 6 years, man, and I'm writing the same old crap. You know, I'm just switching words around. Help me out here, man. You know, send her. Oh, and can you ever pick up a pizza on the way here? I haven't had pizza in so long. Actually, I'm not gonna have pizza. You cannot touch the pizza. Okay. Thank you, Stephen. And hopefully you'll get a new muse that actually likes to drink. Those are more fun, I think. Next up is TJ, who, through my chicanery and election rigging and campaigning and utter corruption, won last week. Although I think he would have won on his own. I found it necessary to thumb this guy. See, that's where the problem lies within my interventionalism. What would have happened if I hadn't have said anything? Would you Philistines forsaken his magnificent story? What will you do with this week's story? What will you do with everyone's story? What will you do with the story that is stuck in your throat, waiting to be shouted to the world? What inspiration lies around the corner, waiting there, possibly just laying back against the wall, staring at the alley, going, I wonder what will come my way. No, you must tread not gently, no, stride the world, like a Caesar, like two Caesars, like five Caesars, and maybe a Pompey and a Crassus. Yes. Here's TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. We're wishing you the absolute best Christmas ever. And this is Inspiration. We had to call it the Inspiron processor because some other company had already called their processor the Inspiration. What they'd actually done is torn a transistor radio apart, stuck the various components together with the innards of a calculator into a piece of green plastic.
Get bent, hoser.
It burst into flames after like 5 calculations.
Yo, you guys suck.
But because their uncle actually worked at the patent office or something, the Inspiration predated ours by like 3 days. We take consolation in the fact that we know how to build computers.
You bite me, Wendell.
And certainly the gajillion dollars our processor made helps to ease the pain.
Bum, ba 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 bum.
Bite me, Wendell. Okay. Hold on, I want to see. I'm going to check. All right. Who is, bite me. Wendell.com. And nope, it's available. Bite Me Wendell is available. So if you're looking to do a podcast called Bite Me Wendell, let this story be your inspiration. Thank you, TJ. And notice how I made no mention of the state you're from. That's one of my That's one of my goals for the new year's, not to mention at all where people are from. In fact, not even to know where I am, to do everything from the undisclosed location, which is actually the couch at home with my coffee. I need to refresh my coffee here. While I'm refreshing my coffee, here comes Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my story for the weekly challenge number 243 with a prompt of inspiration. I was up all night with a sick boy and ran 6 miles tonight, even though I was kind of worn out. And now I'm really worn out, and I'm having difficulty staying awake, even just typing my story. So you may recognize my inspiration for this 100-word weekly challenge. Here's my story. Ashton's writer block was so persistent that the once prolific author hadn't penned a single story in 10 years. He even considered taking Viagra, since it always helped him when he lacked sufficient romantic inspiration. Wallowing in self-pity, he watched old movies on Netflix, day and night, until he came upon Forrest Gump. Ashton hit the streets in a brand new pair of running shoes. It worked for Forrest, it could work for him. Just yards from his home, he tripped on uneven ground and plowed into the dirt head first. He stumbled back home to try the Viagra. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Wait, I know who you're inspired by. I know it was Harry Potter, right? Everyone's ripping on Harry Potter and zombies and all that. Or is it, you know, the vampires? Vampires and Harry Potter and zombies and cupcakes and traveling pants. I don't know. I haven't been to a bookstore in a few months. That's a lie. Wait, no. I was at one a month and a half ago. Or is it two? Or two and a half. When was it that I got Infinite Jest? I'm only up to page 460 after 2 months. This is hell. This is utter hell. It's going to be like another year before I finish this thing. I'm not reading anything else, so this thing is poisoning my soul, man. Why did I pick it up in the first place? I should burn it. Ah. I know that it's going to be a total letdown in the end. I know it. Oh, well. There's one last story this week. One last inspiration. You know who it is. It's Planet Z.
If you toast my health, toast my bad health. I am allergic to many things, and when I am not careful, welts and sores open up along my thighs. To some, they would seem a burden, but to me they are an inspiration. All my paintings, poetry, music, and sculpture are a result of examining and exploring the revolting landscapes on my legs. The only form of art that does not benefit from my malady is dance. Instead of being inspired to dance, I do my best to stay as still as I can to avoid chafing and infection.
And that's it for the 243rd Weekly Challenge here on 100 Word Stories Podcast. Inspiration. Were these stories an inspiration to you? I hope they inspire you to go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and read these thoroughly and comprehensively. Maybe tattooing a story on a part of someone else's body while they're asleep. Get them really drunk first, otherwise they'll wake up and you'll get this down the, you know, it's rather embarrassing. Also, you can vote for your favorites to let these people know that they inspired you to the point of clicking twice. God. Oh, man, what a day. What a week. Think I'm going to last? the rest of Hellcember. I know everyone's like, how am I going to make it through the holidays? Man, if you worked where I work. Oh, jeez. Oh, well. Clown bitches need oral. What else? The links to everybody's sites that sent them in, they're also there. And all of the people who have ever been a part of the weekly challenge and sent in their links, they're over there too. The ones who were too embarrassed to be associated with this thing, they're not there. Or the ones that became embarrassed later on. Ha ha, I'm not taking it down. Man, moving over to WordPress. It's a whole new ballgame. I'm getting used to it. I am. And you can leave comments, too, on the stories during the week to urge me on, to encourage me, to inspire me to write more. Otherwise, it's just mind-numbing sadness and silence. Suffering alone. I'd say with a typewriter, but I got rid of my typewriter long ago. Suffering with my coffee and my headset. Maybe I'm not suffering all that much. Okay, God. Missed. There are two things missed as a kitten never learned. How to meow and how to cover her you-know-whats. The other cats have to do it for her. What a princess. Anyway, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for being a part of the weekly challenge and listening to it and doing your votes and all that other stuff. And the topic for next week... Hold on. I wrote it down. I wrote it down somewhere. The topic for next week will be make a run for it. How's that, folks? How's that for a topic? That's going to be a good topic. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening and writing your stories. And bundle up and keep warm. Unless you live in the Southern Hemisphere, then take it all off. And... as always, keep it brief. Closing.